Hey guys, my name is Marky.
This is Beck.
And this is our podcast, Going Dutch. Same girls, just a different tune. Let's go.
How do you be?
I'm doing quite well.
That's wonderful.
Yes. And how are you?
Marky, I'm well.
Yeah?
Yes.
Good. It's Sunday, October 18th, 2020. 'Tis 2:41 p.m. in the afternoon. We managed to get together and hang out for a minute. Or like 300 minutes.
It's been a while.
Houston Texans are currently up by 1 point. They're beating the Titans 30-29. It's been a hell of a game.
It has been. Marky, kudos to you. You have kept up with a football game. Your favorite team's playing. That'd be the Texans.
Yeah.
And we have also gotten a chance to catch up on 3 weeks of life.
Yeah.
And you've done so well. I feel like there's been an even exchange.
Yeah.
You have not only soaked up information, but you've also responded to information. You've been enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
And all while keeping up with this football game. You just surprise me more and more.
Well, I am practically perfect in every way.
You absolutely are.
In case anyone has forgotten.
You're a regular old Mary Poppins.
You look beautiful today.
Well, I got dressed for you.
I know. You showed up in a Cowboys shirt.
Yeah.
The Cowboys play tomorrow.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. Okay, I don't have that much NFL apparel, and so I picked what I thought would work for today. However, it works for tomorrow.
It does work for tomorrow.
Next time, I'll check my ESPN app that
you don't have,
and we'll dress accordingly. But yeah. I did get dressed for you today.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome.
It's noticed, acknowledged. I see you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. And all the other empowering, uplifting words that I could say.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Marky, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it is good to be back.
You guys, Marky got a new couch.
I got a new couch.
As all of our veteran listeners would know, we record out of Marky's living room. It's a setup where you can always sit with us. Like, you're just hanging out with us in Marky's living room in our home.
Super
casual, kicked back,
relaxed.
Neither of us have shoes on.
Mm-mm.
And I had a spot
cold, huh?
On the couch. I'm freezing. It's terrible in here. I had a spot on the couch, and Marky got a new couch. Mm-hmm. And I have a new spot.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Chanel couch.
It is a... We don't have to tell people
we
that.
We do, too.
It's
people
a Chanel
have to
couch.
Know.
It's... Yeah.
It's a Chanel couch.
I did not pay Chanel prices for it. I got it from a consignment shop here locally in town. It's a fantastic store. And one of our best friends runs it. She's, you know, she's like handling shit there. It's called A Furniture Fetish. And sometimes they pick up remarkable things for consignment. So
things that deem remark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which this couch does.
This couch does. It definitely does that.
My ass has never felt
comfy,
more
isn't it?
Rich.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting on a Chanel couch. I don't care how much you paid for it. It's a Chanel couch.
Yeah.
It is comfortable. It is in pristine condition.
It is in good condition.
It's got fringe on it.
Yeah.
I would call it a gold beige. Beige? Beige. I added a D in there. It's a golden tan beige Chanel couch.
Yes.
And
I spilled a drop of wine on it already. Like right next to your right thigh. Right there where you're sitting. I spilled a drop of wine the other night.
Did it come off real good? Because I don't see it. Of course you did.
I don't even know what to say right now.
And I was being so careful.
Well,
you know, but things happen.
You know,
this is still, why I wouldn't pay Chanel prices for a Chanel couch. because I'm going to drink wine on my couch.
Yeah, you know you. Well, yeah. It's I drink wine on it, too. It is comfortable.
It's nice,
isn't it? I love it. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I love it a lot. It feels very homey and comfy. Yeah. And it's very large in my apartment, but also it just fills the space well. I'm happy with it.
Oh, yeah.
I do not regret my purchase.
No, this is amazing.
Thank you.
This is going to be great for football watching.
It is great for football watching.
Podcast recording.
Record.
Do you eat on it?
I do, actually.
Okay.
And I let Frankie eat on it, too.
Oh!
I bring a towel out.
Sure.
And I lay the towel out. So we have a, we call it a couch picnic.
Okay, a couch picnic.
Yeah. We lay the towel down. And the plate stays on the towel.
Yeah.
And your hands don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That brings me really quickly to a childhood memory.
Yeah.
I grew up eating over a towel in the living room floor.
Yeah.
We had a table.
Uh-huh.
My mom worked so much.
Yeah.
And my dad worked shift work. So it wasn't, we were home together a lot, but not really. And dinner time was always like random, like either my mom would be home or my dad would be home. We really wouldn't all be home together. But when my dad was home and it was just me and him, he would eat at a TV tray so that he could watch TV. Because and he would put me on the floor. I'm talking even grown. I'm talking 12, 13 years old, eating on the floor in the living room
with a towel. Good,
because I ate so messily.
Oh.
So I just pictured that. And I remember he used to get so upset when he'd be like, you get a towel. Aww. And I'd be like, Dad, I'm fine. I'm not going to make a mess.
And then the towel's filthy.
Sure enough, the towel's filthy. Yeah. I don't know how that makes me sound.
Well,
now that,
you know,
I'm not sure I'm happy.
Is this going to be the one episode we edit?
That wasn't so a thing. Towel picnics. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's good.
My dad and I have a similar thing.
Yeah.
He would eat at a TV tray,
mm-hmm.
the fold out one.
Yeah.
You pull up to yourself at the couch.
Yeah.
But I would eat at the coffee table.
Nice.
So like my legs under the table and then that was,
I can picture you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
This is good.
This is good.
This is real good.
The drop of wine on the couch that you're sitting next to has been my last drop of wine because I started 75 hard.
Tell me about this.
So I go to CrossFit. I don't go consistently. If either of my coaches listened to this, they would laugh. They're like, Marky, you don't go to CrossFit. because I notoriously go once a week. I have not yet had, I'll say this. I was going to say I have not yet had an opportunity to stick to a regular schedule. My personal schedule, not including a workout, has just been kind of like hectic and sporadic and like not usual.
Sure.
The past couple of weeks, it's just been strange. And so I've had to make a lot of adjustments. That being said, if I would keep CrossFit as a priority and it was one of the things that I absolutely did every single day, then I would make it work. So I'm allowing an excuse to hold me back. And I recognize that and I'm trying really hard to fix it.
Look at you, you adult.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you have to be one.
Goodness, you make me so just, proud.
You ran out of choices. So let me see if I can find this screenshot of a breakdown of what 75 hard is. And this is not all inclusive. I should be more prepared. Hurry, Beck, tell a joke.
How do you get a Kleenex to dance?
Really? You choose that joke?
What? You put me on the spot, Marky. I'm not.
I don't know how.
Can't wait to tell you.
Yeah.
You put a little boogie in it. Every time. It gets me every time.
Oh, God.
Every time.
Okay.
I have one more.
Oh, my God. I found the image.
Oh, I have one more.
Okay, what's your joke?
What is blue but smells like red paint?
What?
Blue paint? I can't take credit for that. I have someone donate that joke to me once.
Is he a dad?
Yeah. How do you know?
Such a dad joke.
let a dad joke get us to this place.
No.
Where we just laugh for the next 5 minutes.
Are we? Okay, tell us about 75 hard.
75 hard, yeah. Okay.
So it's a mental toughness challenge. It's developed to develop your fortitude, your grit, your mental strength, right? So for 75 days straight, there are no exceptions. There are no cheats. There are no like off days. 75 days straight, mm-hmm. you follow a diet that's a diet of your choice, whatever benefits you for the goal that you have.
Okay.
You follow a diet, zero cheat meals for the entire 75 days. You work out 2 times a day for at least 45 minutes. One has to be outside. You drink 1 gallon of water per day. You read 10 pages of a nonfiction entrepreneur book. And you take a progress pic every single day. In addition to this, there's no alcohol, which isn't listed here. But if you like get into the podcast or whatever, he talks about no alcohol. So these are the conditions. And you have to do it for 75 days straight. If on day 22, you didn't get all of your water in, you start all over at day 1. It's incredibly difficult. If you're actually honest and truthful and you follow the guidelines that are listed here, it's incredibly difficult to get through. 75 days is a long time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I mean, it's not, but it is.
Yeah.
So I started this past week. I had the stupidest headaches for the first couple of days.
I bet.
One of my food groups is coffee. And the diet that I chose is... I believe that I suffer from adrenal fatigue, and so I'm cutting in way, way back on my caffeine intake. I also eliminated refined sugars, as in I'm not consuming desserts, sweets, treats, candies.
Gotcha.
So I'm putting honey in my tea, but I'm not, like, eating sweets. And then obviously no alcohol, no tobacco, because... I picked up a really shitty habit when I separated from my wife. And so I'm eliminating that. I'm not a smoker. I don't care about tobacco. I do it because I like the act of smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So now no tobacco, no alcohol, no refined sugars, and cut way, way back on the caffeine.
So basically we should call you David Goggins.
Oh, well.
Because, oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So 75 days straight is what that's my goal.
Yeah.
I made it to day 4, and tomorrow, because, well, I haven't yet hit my caffeine limit, but today I'm starting over at day 1. Last night I went to bed without taking a progress pic and I didn't drink all of my water. And so it'd be easy for me to wake up today and be like, that's not that big of a deal. A progress picture?
Right. Right.
And 10 ounces short on my water, like, that's kind of silly to start all over for. But the point of it is to your mental strength, your fortitude, your grit. I was not focused. And so my goal here, because I am notorious for getting passionate about a project or a lifestyle change or whatever, you could name anything here. And then I go full steam ahead on this, and then I drop the ball a week in, 2 weeks in, or a month in, where I just don't keep up with the steam. I have not dedicated myself to it enough. It's happened with CrossFit. I was super passionate about it when I first started it a couple months ago, and then whatever happened to my schedule that got me away from that regular routine, and then it just got easy to make up the excuses to not go.
Huh.
So, mental strength. Like, shit.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
If I would have, the day I started, 75 days out would have ended on Christmas Eve. And I just thought, like, what a better Christmas present. I mean, what could it be a better Christmas present to myself?
Yeah, to wake up knowing you did that.
Yeah.
For Christmas. But
at this point, you know, I'm looking at a New Year's.
Sure. Yes.
Goal, which is still cool. And it wouldn't matter if it landed on January 1 or January, it wouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The point is to get through it.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter how many times I have to start over.
Kudos to you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Now, this isn't sustainable, but
I think you might find it. Parts of it, at least, are.
I think so. And I think at the end of 75 days, when I've realized what I'm actually capable of, the self-discipline, the ability to say no, which I suck at, the empowerment at the end, I think I really truly believe that it'll change me. It'll at least help me evolve into a higher version of myself. And if we're not working to be better, we're getting worse.
Absolutely. No doubt. Absolutely.
There's no way to exist on this planet in a space where if you're not getting better,
mm-hmm.
you are absolutely 100% getting worse.
Absolutely. You can't get complacent.
No, we have to evolve. We
Complacency
have to continue.
Is the enemy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So.
Way to go.
Thanks.
You definitely motivate me. I am willing to admit that I don't even want to try to prove that I'm that strong,
mm-hmm.
but maybe I could pick a thing or two
yeah.
out of those kind of rules.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like during the week, I'm great at drinking a gallon a day.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Wow. That's
yeah.
incredible.
Yeah. I'm into that. Like, it's probably been about 2 months. But then you let the weekend hit, and I'm barely taking in any water. Like, yeah. I have a headache right now, and I can tell it's a water headache.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
But maybe I could pick something like, maybe I could, like, get better about that, and then pick something like no refined sugars.
Yeah.
Because we both know that's my weakness.
Yes.
I mean, I will eat the shit out of some cupcakes.
Yeah, you will.
And I can't have six cupcakes in a day.
Right. When I've talked about this to, like, other friends and stuff, a lot of them have said similar things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a lot of things to stick to, and I know that I can't, or I know that I won't.
Right.
So, instead, I'm just going to make healthier choices.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to commit to making healthier choices for the next 75 days, and I'll commit to the water, and I'll commit to one workout a day. And even that is incredible. You do that, and if you can stick to it, then yeah. bravo.
Yeah.
You know, you've done it. You're sticking to it, and you've done that. And then maybe after that, you can do the 75 hard.
Which is as hard as it is for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it's to really test you.
It is.
I'm proud of you for tackling that.
I'm excited. It sucks,
mm-hmm.
especially when you work with people who eat out for every meal.
Right. Yeah. You're surrounded by...
And so I've had to be like, you know,
bad habits,
surrounded by bad habits.
Bless their hearts.
I'm surrounded by the best people with the worst habits.
Right.
Not the worst. They could have worse habits.
They could have cocaine habits and they don't.
And they don't. So that's nice.
So there's that.
You know, it's really just cigarettes and coffee, but
there's,
and that's not horrible. But I've been able to get to a place where, you know, I get grief like, oh, Marky's not going to eat with us this evening. No family dinner at the counter because Marky... Is he nervous that, right? Like, I will eat with you. I'm just eating my own food.
Yeah.
And we can all make fun about how, like, your food tastes better than mine.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't care.
And then we can joke about how I'm not going to have an aortic aneurysm.
Yeah.
And that's not to say you are, but if we can just be honest right here, your chances are way higher than mine.
Yeah.
With your meal versus mine.
So, like, you know, cool.
I'm not going to go out like that. You might.
Yeah.
There's that.
You know.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks. I had to start over. Like, I've already failed.
See, but that I just wouldn't. Means that I would take an extra project pick. It's not. I would take an extra progress
yeah.
pick. And then 10 Ooh. Ounces of water. I'd add 10 ounces to today.
Yeah.
And would go to bed with a clear conscience.
Sure.
But I'm proud of you for not, because you didn't do it.
Yeah, I didn't
do
it.
So fucking start over, Marky.
And
yeah.
And the other thing is too, like I'm not proving myself to anyone else. It's not that I'm doing this for someone else.
It's
the only detriment I'm causing would be to myself.
To yourself.
And what's wrong with this 75 days turning into 80 days of being healthy?
It's only exactly.
You know
it's
what
only
I mean? Like
longer health wise.
More
I can't
healthy
talk.
Days.
I cannot talk.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that we didn't start a podcast.
You
look at that.
Oh,
shit.
Here we go. There's the
look at that.
Go ahead and comment on
well,
it.
Well,
commentate.
Okay, I think it's probably yeah.
I don't claim to be Mary Poppins.
Why
okay?
do we have a podcast? The Texans scored another touchdown, just in case.
That the Texans are winning.
Clear.
Shut
Can
your
you
mouth.
See that Tennessee is 4-0?
Do you realize there's 22 seconds in the fourth quarter and that the Texans are going to win?
there's a minute and 58 seconds in
where
the
do you see
quarter?
That where do you see a minute and 58 seconds?
Oh, I was looking at the other score. I'm sorry. I pay attention to all the scores. See on the bottom, it's telling you what Washington is against the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm looking at all of the scores at one time.
Nah, dog.
I'm trying to keep up.
No. So there's 23 seconds. Did they add a second?
No.
There's 23. What are we doing right now?
We're talking about football on our podcast. Ooh,
look at them go. Hold the Titans. Back. Yeah, hold them back. So.
They're going to win.
Yeah. Your team. See, and your team's winning.
Win. Yeah.
That has to feel good.
Oh, well, look how close they are to the end zone.
That has to feel really good. It's
shit.
Oh, well, the Titans just scored a touchdown.
You got to be kidding me.
So, I know one person.
Oh, no.
No, take that back. I don't know anybody that would be. I got the wrong team. That would be happy. Anyway, so, yeah.
Damn.
So.
Go for the.
All right. So, there's that.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
I hope this goes in there.
I'm really sorry.
Are you?
No. Yeah. Like, oh, no. I totally am. Okay. I am sorry. I am super sorry. But I don't know what to do. So, I have PTSD from, so when I was married.
Yeah.
My ex-husband was like a giant football fan.
Yes.
Watched every game all the time, even during church. Okay.
Oh.
We need to come with me. So, but the Saints were his team.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever the Saints would lose.
Oh, he'd have a real bad day.
Yeah. The home life was not fun.
Yeah.
I had to walk on eggshells. Like, oh, I didn't. No. It was so. When someone's team loses, I'm not happy.
See,
I am worried.
That's sweet of you.
Yeah.
Are
you okay?
You're such a nine. You're very much a type nine person.
Type nine?
Yeah.
What does
the
that
Enneagram
mean?
Type nine?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A peacemaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's it's a small little bit about me. I will be super disappointed if the Texans lose for sure. But what I love is that the score has been so close the entire game, which means that both teams showed up to play. Like, they're both in it.
Yeah.
And I'm about that. Like, I don't like to lose, but I don't mind losing if I know that we played hard. We fucking tried. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hell
and
yeah.
And the other team did too.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't get there. Like, I'm all about in it to win it, but also, like, we did good.
Question.
What up?
When you sit down, do you ever have to move your penis out of the way?
Wow. Wow. Well, it's uncomfortable to sit on it.
Well,
so, yeah. It's so big.
You're such a dude. You're such a dude.
Oh, my God. The, I am such a dude. The, I'm going to give a short little, backstory to this, just in case we have new listeners who haven't been with us from day one.
Okay.
I mentioned my wife a second ago, like mm-hmm. before I separated from my wife. So I used to be married to a woman. I have dated men. I have dated women. I was married to a woman.
Shock. Oh, what?
Oh, my God. Did you hear her say?
Oh, my God.
So, but I wouldn't label myself as a lesbian. I wouldn't label myself as gay. I'm very open-minded. I have fallen in love with people throughout my life.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been a human, and I've fallen in love with that human. And one time it was a woman, and one time it was a man, you know, et cetera.
Yeah.
I'm in a place now where I really am not attracted to women at all. There's not a single person. And I said this to a friend the other day who was kind of like, had to process it for a second. But I said, if there was ever a woman that I was going to marry or be in love with or spend my life with, it was Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was it. She was the one. And and that's it. So I don't know what that says about me. But there's no other woman. If Carrie was it, and that didn't work out. So now I'm moving on, and I've been involved with a man, and that didn't work out, and I have dated others, and I'm considering going on a blind date. And so that's where I'm at in my life. Frankie and I were cooking breakfast this morning. So I had to write this down because I knew I was going to forget it. And so what I have written down in my notes is I've gotten to the point in my life where I'm just making myself laugh these days because I'm so alone and there's no prospects, but it's tied the game. So we're making breakfast and we were scrambling some eggs and I was searching for a spatula and I couldn't find one, like the standard flat end spatula.
Yeah.
I could only find a spoon, like a cooking spoon.
Yeah.
And so I picked the spoon up and I was trying to like get the eggs like to mix up just to, so they could cook evenly. And I couldn't, it, the spoon was useless. It was not working. So I set the spoon aside and I was like, nope, it's not going to work. I need something straight. And then I walk away from the counter going, like slapping my own knee. I got so tickled. I was giggling.
And oh, Mama, I love it.
And Frankie's like, Mama, you funny? And I was like, yeah, I wish you knew why. It's okay. I'll make myself laugh. This is good.
Yes, I'm funny. Your That's mama's good. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I love it.
I loved it too.
Oh, man.
Frankie and I had a good day this morning.
It we sounded had such a good like time. It.
We cooked and she helped me with laundry, which she thinks is the coolest chore to do.
Oh, gosh.
I am raising her right.
Yeah, you are.
I'm so excited about it.
Make it to where that's how she earns her allowance so that you'd never have to touch laundry again.
I'm the I day's cannot coming. Wait.
She can come do mine, too. That's I right. hate laundry.
Yeah, I'm not a
I
fan.
I hate it so much.
I don't mind getting it started and rotating it.
Oh, my God. Hang on. Hang on. Just a second. I have a 50
when you
pound.
Catch your breath. Ooh. Tell the viewers why we're pausing.
Oh, man. I have a 50-pound Labrador laying in my lap who just had his hind legs are spread eagle, and he just let one rip, tater chip, and it is rotten. I can't. It's in my mouth. It is in my mouth. My hair is going to smell like it.
Oh, my God.
My hair is going to smell.
Oh, and you just showered.
And he hasn't moved at all. He's
he
still
hasn't.
Asleep.
He is
Man,
comfy.
I'm surprised I didn't. Anyway.
This is working
wow.
out.
So. Now that
yeah.
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 So.
Oh, yeah. Training my kid to do laundry.
Yeah.
She's great at it. She
I'm
going to
have kids one day so they can do my laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you have kids.
Well, that's it's yeah, what
to,
I was always
to make
told.
Your life easier.
You know?
Yeah.
Anytime there I was ever doing a chore, my dad would be like, well, that's why we had you.
Yeah.
Obviously. It's not like we had you to love and raise or anything. Ew.
Ooh, why'd we do that? That's a lot of work. Instead, we'll just make you work for us.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's it. Yeah. Can't wait till she has her driver's license.
Ooh.
I mean, like, I'm super sad about it, and I cry every time I remember that she's actually, like, growing.
Right, and getting older.
But also, like, you know.
Thirsty Thursdays are going to be, we're always going to have a DD.
Yeah.
Thirsty Thursdays aren't a thing yet, but maybe by the time Frankie is 16, they will be.
Maybe. Oh, for sure they will.
And we'll just be some just like middle-aged moms just like turning it up on a Thursday.
On a
I was
going
to say Tuesday, but that would it has to be a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
And Frankie can just wheel us around, yeah. Get us home safely.
The she will, and I think she's going to be a funny one. The I had to take her for a flu shot last week. So so we go to the clinic. And she's so good. Like, she was just a rock star. She handled it well.
Bless her heart.
She lays down on the table, and she was scared. Like, she realized, like, this probably isn't going to be a good thing. And it wasn't, it only until she got on the table. She was great. I got her on the paper that goes across the table, and she sat down on that crinkly paper, and she thought, no, we don't sit on paper. We color.
Oh,
on paper wire. Why am I sitting on the paper? Why am I sitting on the paper?
Oh, no. Oh,
why
no.
am I doing that?
Is this to catch all the blood that's going to come gushing out of my body?
You know. And so the nurse is like, you know, lay her back. You're going to stand over her face, hold her hands. I'm going to get her legs. And it's going to be one shot in the left leg. And I was like, okay. And the nurse is moving super quick. Frankie doesn't really have time to process too much. She's scared. I got her hands. Shot goes in. She screams, reacts just as you would expect. So she's screaming, freaking out, and it's that cry that's catching her in silence, you know, where her mouth is open. It hurt. So I said, Frankie, hey, look at mama, look at me. And she, right, her eyes are screwed shut, so she looks up at me. And I said, you did it. It's done. You did it. And her cry instantly stops. She busts out into a smile and starts laughing.
She was hysteric.
She's going through so much. Her body is processing something, and she you're right. I did it. Oh, good.
What did I do?
That's good. So I sit her up, and the nurse at this point. point in time has put the Band-Aid on. So I sit her up and I said, and look, you got a Band-Aid. And she says, I got a Band-Aid. And I said, yeah, you're so brave. My mama's so proud of you. And she's fine. No more crying. That was it. She's fine. She's excited. She got a Band-Aid. She's brave. And so we walk out of the door. And so every nurse we pass, I'm brave. Mama's proud of me. I'm brave. Mama says I'm brave. And she's telling everybody. It was adorable.
Oh, my gosh.
So we get to the receptionist desk. We're waiting in line because someone else is paying. And we're trying to stay 6 feet apart because, you know, COVID.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at this beautiful mural on the wall and all the monkeys. And they're holding, like, one's holding banana, one's holding a cup of coffee. And she's like, that's coffee. And she's like, but it doesn't look like coffee. And I said, what's it look like? And she said, it's Lello. And I said, what does that mean? And she said, it's probably lemonade. And I was like, you're probably right. Well done, kid.
Yeah.
Way to observe. And we get to the desk. I put her down. I talk to the lady. We go to leave. And so now we're standing in the lobby. And she wants to go to the left. And I'm trying to hit the exit, which are in two different directions. And so I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're going this way. And she's like, no, I'm going to go over here. And I was like, no, we have to leave. This kid loses her mind. Goes completely bananas in the lobby. She does not want to leave. She starts crying louder than when the flu shot happened.
What?
Yes. And I'm telling you, there were so many parents there. We were putting on a show. I was like, Frankie. I mean, like, we're just having a conversation. Well, she's not because she's crying. I was like, Frankie, you want to stay at the doctor's office? Are you nuts? Nobody feels that way. Run. Run while you have a chance.
Yeah.
I'm saying this out loud, and she's looking at me crying. I want to stay. And all the parents are just laughing their asses off.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. Run. What are you doing? You don't stay at a doctor's office.
Your leg's not sore.
No one stays here. And so I was like, run. Go. Let's get out of here. Hurry. And so she's running towards the door. This one, like, she's like, okay. And so she's crying and running because she thought I meant serious, like literally run.
Literally run.
And she loves to run. So she's like, okay, yeah, run. And so she's running towards the door, and there's so much coming from her vocally, and she's throwing her feet on the ground in such a way that it's like jarring every sound that comes out of her body as she's running towards the door. We get out of the door. I can still hear parents laughing in the lobby.
Oh,
it was,
I can't.
Such a thing.
I can't.
The strangest experience.
What in the world?
I am in love. I fall in love with her more and more every day.
Yeah.
She's incredible. Definitely.
I think all kids, well, obviously, like, you know, they're tiny little humans. Like, yeah. They're all going to unfold, and the layers are going to be peeled back as they get older. But Frankie, I think, is going to really keep everyone on their toes.
Yeah.
I think it's going to get to a point where really no one, even her parents, yeah, know what to expect. One day is going to be totally different from the other.
Yeah.
It's going to be super fun to watch.
It is going to be fun to watch.
Super fun.
She's at the studio occasionally when I have a client. Mm-hmm. And she's got people who look after her, and so we get to share the same space, but she stays out of the way because she gets to see mama work, which is cool.
Yeah.
And so one day last week, she came out, and Ben was with her, like, you know, keeping an eye on her and stuff. She comes over, and I'm in the middle of a tattoo, and she says, you doing a tattoo? I said, yeah, I'm putting this, you know, beautiful set of flowers on this client. And she's like, she's our friend. I was like, yeah, she could be our friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you want to see the tattoo? And she said, yeah. So I keep her away from my station, but I take my gloves off. I get her up in my lap. I make sure the client's okay with it. And she's like, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah, she's adorable. Can I have her? And I was like, no.
No.
And so Frankie's looking at it, and she goes, oh, it's so pretty. I love it.
Oh.
The client falls in love. And I was like, good job. I make the joke to the client, like, I pay her to say that. And so everyone's laughing. It's adorable. Basically, I have the best life.
Oh, absolutely, hands down.
I'm just, like, definitely dying in order to have it.
You're just, I can see through your, yeah, your, I can see through your spread so thin.
Yeah.
But you do so well.
I'm trying really hard.
You do so well.
It's been a lot of fun.
I used to think that I was spread thin.
Yeah.
I'm not, compared to you. Not at all. Not at all.
I would argue that you are mentally, emotionally spread thin.
I am that.
Yeah.
I am mentally and emotionally absolutely spread thin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where mine is more like physical, the time, you know, the hours of the day.
I would would say if there was a hero ribbon to be given, it would definitely go to you. Well, you're I would sweet. Humbly you're make sure you got that well a little bit. I do kind of think you're pretty wonderful. But I don't want to talk about that too long at all. So you can also, you're also a shit.
Well, so, yeah.
There's that.
That's what makes me so great.
The, well, there's that.
The so talking about my clients, and then I'll let you speak for a minute.
Oh, no, please do. Go on.
Our one client, Amber, so she's probably listening to this and going about time.
Hey, Amber.
Yeah, I was tattooing her last week. She came in for her last session on her shoulder piece. And she mentioned the podcast nonchalantly, and I replied something like, oh, we didn't get a chance to record last weekend. And she whips her head over to me so quickly. She's got a mask on. And I just see these big, beautiful eyes. She's got the prettiest eyes.
Lucky girl.
Whips over to me and goes, oh, I know. Like, I was like, dude. Oh, okay.
Okay. Well. Whoopsies.
Very hilarious. So we're still being held accountable.
We are.
They're, you know.
Who we are. We're trying.
We're trying.
And we get together to collab on different ideas. And we're going to, it's, you know, it's our little baby that we don't know what the future holds. We discuss different ideas and different things all the time. It's always on our mind. We have all the intention in the world.
Yeah.
It's just Margie went and just screwed us all. Yeah, good. By chasing her dreams. And so our schedules don't align. And then when she is free, I'm like, but can it be after my workout? And and then when I'm free, she's like, not, because she's doing something super cool.
Oh my.
And so, but I love that we are loved.
I do too.
I absolutely love that we're loved.
I do too.
I think that it's amazing.
Yeah, it feels really good.
The messages that come in either on social media or over email next to our Walgreens emails that I'm constantly, thanks to you, having to delete out of our email account. You delete them too?
I delete them too.
Oh, well, okay. You know, I was thinking, I should probably read through those before I delete them. I don't know if you do, but I would bet that we're missing out on some really good coupons.
You think?
Yeah.
From mascara. Yeah.
Like, maybe it's Maybelline. Yeah. Maybe she's born with it. Wait. It goes, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
There you go.
There's
you got
so
it.
Coupons on that.
What a 90s kid.
But other than those.
Yeah.
Emails.
Yeah.
The messages that we get.
Yeah.
From listeners who really hone in on our you can always sit with us.
Yeah.
I mean, we get messages where people relate. You know, they're like, oh, I'm not the only one that deals with a difficult situation. Or we've gotten some messages from listeners who just play it because it really makes them feel like they're not alone, like they're sitting here having a conversation with us.
Yeah.
And so those are really cool.
They are really cool. It's good to know that our conversation is a part of someone else's life.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
We're figuring it out. Going Dutch is still super important to us. Our schedules make it super tough these days.
Yeah.
Because you're either at work or I'm like, can we meet after my workout? Or
yeah.
Which pushes us into the evening. But so we're still trying to figure it out. It's still very important. But I can say that our goal of starting a podcast, of making people feel like they're not alone, they can always sit with us, judging by the messages we get, we're there.
We're doing it. And
it's good.
You know, we're doing what we can to keep it rolling for now. And we are continuously working on ways to evolve so that we can be more active with this moving forward.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
We've even talked about if we could get people to contribute to Patreon to watch me dip my feet in cream cheese.
Yeah. I didn't realize that we were going to bring that up again.
I thought that was just going to be mentioned once. We have not talked about that.
Move on from that and never talk about it.
Not been a conversation.
Yeah.
That we have had. One thing.
Yeah.
One, I wanted to bring up something that has happened.
Okay.
That Marky and I experienced with a close friend.
Yeah.
That we were going to talk about on the podcast. My eyes have been opened to a whole new, side of what would you
prejudices? Did you realize that the week this happened,
mm-hmm.
National Coming Out Day was that Saturday.
Was it?
And we first, the reason why we started the podcast or the first episode that we focused on was National Coming Out Day.
I did not realize that. So,
I mean, I know we're only 39 episodes 39. In.
Yes.
But this is we have come a full year, a full circle.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's neat to think about.
That is really neat.
But that's what you're talking about, right? This incident?
Okay. Yes. Marky and I had a very close friend come out to her parents.
Yeah.
And I've never witnessed anything like that and never thought I would.
Yeah.
But I found myself caring more about being there for another human being and being more aware of the emotions she was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Then the fact that she is gay,
yeah,
you know, like it's the craziest thing.
I love that.
It's the craziest thing. So we had a friend come out to her parents,
yeah,
and she came out to her mom over the phone.
Yes.
And this is what breaks my heart. She came out to her mom over the phone in fear of doing it in person because she wasn't sure how she would be spoken to or treated physically.
Yeah.
Like, if that doesn't, I don't care what you believe, as far as your morals, your religion, whatever, if that doesn't make your heart heavy.
Yeah.
Man.
With your parent.
Your parent.
Yeah, that should your never mom. Be a...
Your mom. And you have to come out to her over the phone in fear of what they'll say or what they'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have kids. I have a kid in my heart. Mm-hmm. I talk to them all the time. I think about them all the time. And, but I don't have a kid physically and in reality. But even the kid in my heart, that's not even real. Yeah. I can't even hurt their feelings or even spank them too hard. Literally, in reality. But that kid in my heart, I put ourselves in that situation, and I could never imagine them being fearful of me.
Fearful.
From something that they can't help.
Yeah. Be worried about disappointing me.
Sure.
Be worried about letting me down. Be worried about scaring me. Be worried about those things. But to be fearful?
Fearful. Man. I can't imagine. I can't imagine. And I remember that night, like, I couldn't get here fast enough because I just kept thinking, I mean, first of all, the news in itself is uncomfortable because society, it's not right.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
And her parents believe it's not right for all the reasons, but especially for religious reasons.
Yes.
And if I know Christians, it's hard to convince them that being gay isn't a decision.
Yeah.
It's hard to convince them that it's not just a temptation that you're giving into.
Yeah.
I thankfully am not gay. I've never been tempted in that way. I've never been, thank God.
Yeah.
I've never had to fight that battle.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine. And I wouldn't wish it on anyone. But I am convinced, just from living life in itself and being exposed to life in itself, that being gay is not something... I think there are people out there that choose it. I think they choose it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
You know? But if you're truly gay, I think that it's just something that is, it's in you. It's part of you for whatever reason. To try and explain that, I think you're stepping on... I think your ego's too big.
Sure.
If you were to be one to try and explain being gay.
Yeah.
I don't think you have any business, actually, no matter who you are. But no, Fender.
No.
No. y'all like that? That's my dog commander voice. No.
Fender.
Anyway, her parents don't believe in it or don't think it's right for religious reasons. And so I couldn't get here fast enough because my heart went out to her I was trying to think of where her parents would be coming from. Like, what the heck would they say to her? Because you can really ruin someone with your words.
Yeah, you can.
You can ruin someone.
You can't take it back. It's like trying to put toothpaste back in the tube.
It really is.
You can't do that.
So, from my side of things, just from my own personal perspective, I've never witnessed anything, like, so scary and so heavy. Mm-hmm. And to witness her having come out to her mom and see that her biggest fear was to be shunned from her own family. Mm-hmm. That was heavy to me.
Yeah.
And I've always thought that having to come out would be like a big scary thing.
Yeah.
And my heart's always gone out to people that have been in that situation, but I've never seen that side of it, like coming out to your parents before. And that was quite an eye opener.
Yeah, the conversation didn't really involve much. Our friend said what she had to say, and there was nothing on the other end of the line. It was just silent. So then she said a little bit more, and they were still silent. And so she said a little bit more because our friend, she just can't stop talking. That's just who she is. Like, she just keeps going. It's like, we're all looking at her going, that's enough. We all love her. We give her a hard time for sure. She definitely catches the hardest time.
She does.
She does. But it's just so easy because she's just that person. Like, we all love her, but we also love to pick on her. So anyway, she was just met with silence. And then her mother told her, I can't talk about this right now, and got off the phone. And she has yet to hear from either parent.
I wondered. I checked on her in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
And she said she hadn't heard from them. She did add that that's not abnormal.
It's not. They're not like everyday talkers by any means.
But she definitely hasn't heard from her parents because she's gay.
Yeah.
And that's so sad to me.
It is sad.
I would hope that if my child ever came to me with that I would be able to be honest, like, I need a minute. Mm-hmm. My minute would not be needed because I felt like they were going to hell. Mm-hmm. My minute would be because, oof, you just knocked the air out of me. Your life's going
to
be so damn hard.
It's going and to be
that's
very
not
different.
What I want for you because I love you so much.
Yeah.
I need a minute so that I can find the most encouraging words and the words that are going to tell you I'm here no matter what. Mm-hmm. But also, your life's about to be really hard.
Yeah, we have to be prepared for some rough roads.
Yeah.
You're potentially.
Yeah. 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 And I mean, history has proven, hopefully it only gets better for people, but history has proven it's tough.
It's tough.
It's really tough.
Yeah.
But to make my kid feel like they might not ever hear from me again because of something that they can't help.
Yeah.
It just breaks my heart. Yeah. It made me really sad. Mm. It made me really sad. And so I just thought we should bring that up because I know we have some listeners who have proven to be sticklers on life decisions or where and how you find yourself because, you know, how dare you, being a Christian, how could you possibly have premarital sex? You are definitely going to hell.
Yeah.
Those kind of listeners.
Yeah.
Believe what you want to believe. Gay is right. Gay is wrong. Whatever. Whatever. I just highly encourage you to, the next time you come across someone who's gay, that you, you're going to make your own judgments no matter what. But to maybe have an open mind as to what kind of life that's been placed in their lap that they are responsible for living because they're the only ones that can live it. It's right. Their life.
Yes.
And to keep in mind that they didn't wake up one day and go, I think I'm going to be gay.
Yeah.
You know, our friend shared with us that she's known for a long time that she was gay and tried very hard for years to not be.
Yes.
To actually act like that wasn't a possibility, knowing in the back of her mind she very much was, but could never be.
Yes.
Because her family wouldn't love her anymore.
Yeah.
And can you... So yeah. I was sitting at the kitchen table listening to her going, that would be equivalent to me trying to live a gay life knowing I was straight the whole time, and it made me sick to my stomach.
Yes. So when you think about it that way.
Yeah.
How insane is that?
Like, imagine that.
Yes.
And that's what they live through.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they live through. And I can't imagine living that life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to have to pretend I was gay, knowing I was straight, makes me
biggest stank face on right now. Can't stand the
I can't thought. Imagine.
Yeah.
And that's what gay people, you gays, have to go through. And it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
Have you ever kissed someone? Let's just go here. Have you ever kissed someone
mm-hmm.
that you were not attracted to? Like, you, like it was like kissing your brother.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
or sister.
I have.
You know?
I have.
Like, the way it makes your stomach turn.
Yeah.
Okay? Imagine living like that. For possibly forever until you get brave enough to let your family and friends know that you function a different way.
Yeah.
When really it's none of their business
in
the first place.
It's none of their business. It has nothing to do with them.
But because you care about them,
you
feel responsible for coming out to them so that you can live your life.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine.
A classic type two, man.
My. My heart goes out to the folks,
I know.
To the gays.
It's tough. That
really
night
does.
Was a good night. We had, our friend, she told me at the end of the night, she was like, you know, I was surrounded by the best people that I could have been. I had three different women at three different stages of life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we had a very much straight person, which is obviously me. Oh, no.
Oh,
it's obviously
I was like,
you.
Wait.
Vic's like, yo, that's me. Here I am, present.
Me.
A very much straight person, a person who was married to a woman and realized that was not the life for her. Kick him off, Beck.
Sorry, we're arguing over Fender.
You're such a dog person. I'm so not. Kick him off. And you're accommodating him in every kind of way you possibly can. Stop it. So a very much straight person, a person who was married to a woman who was married to a woman and realized that was not for her and is now very much straight and mm-hmm. is not interested in a woman again. And then another person who is very much is married to a man and would probably like have a fling with a girl, but definitely wouldn't like be involved with one.
Yeah.
He was like open-minded enough. But,
yeah.
Like, it's not really her thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then that same woman who has the same religious background that she did,
mm-hmm.
you who are religious but are very much a progressive, open-minded version of that,
mm-hmm.
and me not religious at all.
Mm-hmm.
So she was saying, like, I had three very different walks of life looking at me, hearing me, seeing me for who I was, and each person going, you are fine. You are a perfect creation on this planet. You are you, and it's okay.
Absolutely.
So she was very, we got to the end of the night, and she was like, I am so thankful for this. Because she had been in knots.
Yeah.
Prior to and still after
mm-hmm.
the phone conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very helpful for her, and that made me very happy. That was good.
It was a good night.
It was a good night.
It was a very good night.
The Kristen and I had a conversation out on the patio that evening. And we were talking about, she's a mom of two. She's married. She's a mom of two. I'm a single mother of one. And so we were just talking about how life is hard. And we were so thankful that we were able to be here and do this for a friend, regardless of all the things that we had going on, which led us into like the whole dropping a ball concept,
mm-hmm.
right? Like I'm juggling these balls and I just feel like I dropped the ball or whatever. And so I was telling her this. I read this article on Facebook or somewhere. About how we have to stop looking at the balls in the air as if there's only three. Like as if there's only a ball for work, a ball for family, and a ball for self or whatever. We have to stop looking at it like that. There
mm-hmm.
are 27 balls in the air.
There's so many balls.
There's 17 balls for family.
Right.
And there's 8 balls for work. And then do the math and however many are left, that's how many are left for a self. I don't, whatever numbers.
You know?
So we have to stop looking as if there's only three balls when there's 27. And not all of these balls are glass. Some of them are plastic. Some of these balls are plastic, and if we drop them, it'll be okay. They'll hit the ground, they'll bounce, they may roll a little, and we can pick them up later if we need to.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have a little scratch, but they won't be broken.
Mm-hmm.
They won't dissolve, right? They still exist. They won't shatter into pieces. Protect the glass balls. Do everything you can to keep the glass balls in the air. And if a plastic one drops, it's okay. You pick it up the next day and you keep moving. You keep juggling. And I was telling Kristen this, and she was like, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Talk about being able to put something into perspective.
Yes, it really helps, especially in the days where you're overwhelmed by 25 of those balls.
Yeah.
Well, you're trying to keep them all up in the air. Six of them are glass. Focus on the six.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cool. And so felt like I needed to share that. I was telling her a story. I was like, you know, here's a ball dropped. It was a plastic one, not a big deal. But I walked into my apartment one evening, and it straight up smelled like fart. Just straight up like fart. I walked in.
Because it was Fender.
I walked in, and Fender greets me all excited.
Of course
like,
he does.
Hey, you're home. And I looked at him. You shit in my apartment. I accused him immediately. And he looked at me and like pulled his head back, and he's, no, I didn't.
What?
He was so confused. Normally, I could call him out on something.
Mm-hmm.
And if he did it, oh, he knows.
You can see it all over his
face. Oh, yeah. He's reacting to that. He straight up looked at me like I was batshit crazy. He's like, I did not. No, I didn't. And which was the truth. He didn't. There was no shit in my apartment. I take him out. I'm like, what the hell? I get him back upstairs. I'm looking around again. I still don't find any poop. So I continue. I'm picking up my kitchen. I'd go throw something away. Yeah, that was my bad. It was my trash.
Oh, no.
It was straight up my trash.
Poor Fender.
I opened the pantry, and I was like,
it gave you a right
hook.
I meant
to take it out that morning.
Yup.
All my food prep, I had raw meat packages
in there.
Chicken
packages.
Yep.
It'll do it in a day.
Yep. It was my trash. Talking about balls dropped. Kristen matches me with a story. She said, did you know, which just had me rolling already, that when you leave potatoes sealed in a plastic bag shoved at the back of the cabinet, they liquefy. Oh, rank black liquid. This was before we had kids. Rank black liquid in this bag. That reeks. She said, back then, we were just lazy potheads. We didn't have any excuse. Ball dropped because we were lazy potheads, for sure.
Right?
Liquefied potatoes.
Ew, I know that smell.
Man.
It smells like death. It smells like you're hiding dead bodies.
Hiding dead bodies.
Yeah.
So these are plastic balls that we shouldn't beat ourselves up about.
Absolutely.
Now, if you leave your kid in the aisle of the grocery store, like, that's a problem. That's a glass ball.
That's a glass ball.
Don't drop that one.
That's
I haven't
gonna
done
be,
that. I was just trying to figure out something that would be like.
A glass ball. You're making sure your friend knows that she's loved and seen and matters.
Yeah.
No matter what, whether her parents talk to her or not.
Yeah.
Like, she's going through some things.
Right.
And you put what you believe or what you think is right or wrong or what you understand or don't understand aside, and you just make sure she knows she's loved for who she is.
Yes.
That's a glass ball.
That's a glass ball.
You and I are a plastic ball. I love you like glass.
Yes.
And I'm going to try. Our friendship is one I definitely hold in a glass ball.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those fancy glass balls, like at Pier 1. Where
it's shatterproof.
It looks glass. But when you drop it, it's plastic. It's
shatterproof.
It don't break. So
we're the hybrid glass.
We can go 3 weeks without seeing each other.
Yeah.
And we pick up and go, dude, I'm sorry. I love you. Life.
I miss you.
And it's not a thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's no guilt to be carried. There's no remorse to feel.
Yeah.
We are exactly who we are. So it's a plastic ball. Yes. It can drop.
It can drop.
It can drop. It's not going to break.
Well, I was thinking about this earlier before we started recording when we were gossiping about all the private things that we can't say on the podcast.
Right.
I was thinking, we don't text each other very often at all.
Mm-mm.
It's random and I wouldn't say infrequent, but it's not like a consistent everyday thing.
Yeah.
And we were sitting here talking and I thought, this is why, is because our whole friendship was based upon being this distance apart.
Uh-huh.
Kicked back in the same kind of way.
Uh-huh.
In our cubicle chairs. Boss, I swear we were working.
We were working so hard.
But this is our friendship.
Yeah.
Is a shoot the shit, get lost in a conversation for 2 hours and talk about deep shit and all the things.
Yep.
And then you handle your business.
Yep.
And then you get back to this point and you touch base and you talk about all the things. But I think our friendship, mm-hmm. us specifically, we work so well because we do this so well.
Yeah.
And we can take that and carry it on for 3 weeks and survive off of it for 3 weeks. And then we do it again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love you.
I love you too. It's very special.
It is very special.
It's a very special plastic ball.
Yes.
So.
It's a special plastic ball.
Yes. Thank you, though, for sharing that, because that quite very much so puts things into perspective.
Yes.
Like, I picture my balls, life, and I'm picturing, yeah, the balls.
Yeah.
I'm picturing, like, what all would be in plastic and what all would be in glass. And it helps me to, like,
yeah,
you know, breathe.
Yes.
And go, I'm good. I got this. And I'm not the only one with 38,000 balls in the air.
Yep.
It's just, you know, some are plastic, some are glass, just like for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important to remember that not all your balls are glass.
Not all of them are glass. And some balls can be carried by other people. Especially if they're true. Plastic and they're not that big and they don't weigh that much.
Mm-hmm.
Let someone else carry it around for a minute.
Absolutely.
I got to the end of the night one day this last week. I have a lot on my plate. I'm doing a lot of things, but it just seems like a lot because I haven't organized it well. So I'm about to add things to it that will make it a lot, as mm-hmm. in the quantity and not just the quality. I got to the end of the night and I looked across from Ben at the counter and I had never felt this defeated, where I just threw my hands up in the air and I told him, I said, I'm out of time. And it was there was so much emotion behind it. And I have felt that way several times before where I'm out of time. I can't get to it right now.
Right, yeah.
I'm just straight up out of time. I've done everything I can do today. But this was the first moment where I was able to like vocalize it and it didn't feel, it was just the most real thing. And I was overwhelmed and but also like so defeated.
Yeah, it felt and, so literal.
Like, it did.
I'm out of time.
I'm out of time. I woke up the next morning in a completely different mindset, but I've been arguing this to a friend lately. Sleep on it.
Uh-huh.
Just sleep on it.
Sleep on it.
Sleep already makes the biggest difference in your day to day. I do not sleep enough. But I do know, I have realized that on my worst days, if I just go to sleep, if I'll just get done what I need to get done, handle those balls, go to sleep, and then the next morning I'm thinking more clearly to be able to go, hey, can you handle this plastic ball for me?
Yeah.
And because I am not very good at asking for help, I almost immediately get absolutely. Like, people want to help you. We want to help you. People want to help me. Mm-hmm. I want to help you. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It's people are good, generally speaking.
Yeah.
So if you're trying your hardest and you need help, I bet if you ask for it, you'll get it.
Gladly.
And even if it's just a conversation.
Yeah.
Like with Katie the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, I'm going to need to sit down and have someone. Even if it's just a conversation, or if it's a literal plastic ball that you don't have enough room in your bag for.
Yeah.
You know, someone else could like tote that around or
yeah.
like store it at their desk or something.
I have that problem. I have my balls are just balls.
You got big old
well, they're
heavy
big
balls.
You know?
Yeah.
They're bigger than most.
They are.
And I have to have a special bag. And sometimes I need help carrying them around.
Yeah.
You know, it's been really hard for me to have a mature conversation with saying balls.
We've said
so
balls
many times.
So many times.
I just
it's great. I almost slipped testicles in there once.
And then I was like, I need this point to be heard.
See,
we'll
and
laugh
had
about
you
it
done
later.
That, yeah, I'd have lost it. I would have lost it. I'd have been like, testicles, yes, because I've been thinking about testicles this whole time. Because I'm a child. A child.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now that we've identified everyone has balls and that life is still good.
Life is good.
This is episode 39.
This is episode 39.
Happy 39.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Which is only 6 years older than you.
Ain't that a bitch.
Is that true?
Yeah, dog.
I threw that out there. Oh. I'm glad it was right.
33. Yeah. And 34 is coming up fast.
It is coming up fast.
I never wanted to turn 34. I remember when my mom was 34.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when my mom was 34, and I can remember that specific birthday. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But the number 34, I remember sitting on the bleachers in PE. I had just dressed out. Our colors were yellow and blue, so I had on blue Sophie shorts and my yellow PE shirt. And my number was 34 because that year she turned 30, was going to turn 34. And I remember wearing the shirt and remembering it was her birthday that day.
Yeah.
And she was 34.
Wow.
Which makes me feel like, oh my gosh. I mean, I was in elementary school. I remember it clear as day.
Wow.
My mom was 34 once. And I'm about to be 34.
And you're about to be 34.
The circle of life.
Yeah. It rules us all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing a song. So. Okay.
Yeah, well done.
There's that.
Yeah. It was nice to talk.
It was so good to see you.
Yeah. It was good to see you.
I'm going to see you again next week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. There was a shrug that followed. Since you can't see it happen, she fucking shrugged.
I'm going to see you next week, probably.
Frankie's been doing that. We asked her earlier, what color is that? And she went,
You know what color it is. And she just shrugs and goes,
I don't know.
Why would you say it looks like maybe it's red? What'd you say about it being red? No, maybe you said. She was like, I don't know. And you said it looks pretty close to red.
Yeah, it looks pretty close to red to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless her.
Yeah. Well, it was too dark of a red.
She's like, I actually don't.
Technically, that's not red. It's probably named something else, which is maroon. She doesn't know maroon yet. So she's going, that's not red.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to call it.
I don't know what to call
it. The next one. What's this? Oh, that's orange.
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 She's so stinking cute. That is.
And this one's Lello.
Lello.
Yeah. So, life is good.
Life is good.
Is that it? Are we that's out of it. Time?
We're out of time. We're good? Well okay. out of time.
Well out of time, huh?
Yeah, we're at 1:09.
Okay. Well right. done. We did it. Yay.
Yes. We love you guys. Episode 39.
Episode 39. Thank you so much for hanging out and listening to us ramble about balls and other things. You can find us on social, Instagram and Facebook. It's at Going Dutch Podcast. You can send us an email at markyandbeck@gmail.com. We love interacting with you guys. We know that we don't get to you as often as we would like, as often as you would like, but we appreciate you for sticking around. And we guarantee there's no chance that we're not giving up.
No.
Just having to address. And sometimes even if you've committed to 75 hard, you got to start over. So,
okay.
You know, we're evolving. We're aware and we're trying, and that's the best we can do. So, we'll come back at you for episode 40. Just hang in there and stick with us and holler at us in the meantime and let us know that you miss us and what you like and things like that.
And things of that sort.
If you're doing that, you might as well go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. And then maybe even like leave a 5-star rating and maybe leave a review if you have nice things to say.
That'd be dope.
That would be cool.
That'd be so dope.
That'd make our day.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
In advance.
You're so sweet.
You're amazing.
Look at you being a kind human.
You're our favorite.
Thank you guys so much. We love you guys so much. Peace, love, and cheese, because it ain't easy being cheesy.
Be a good egg.
Bye.
Bye.